Mr. Chair, thank you for the opportunity. And I would like to thank both the speakers, Professor Maart, as well as Mr. Jan Loon, for their valuable inputs of today on the history of racism and the attitudes that perpetuate it, as well as the history and that we gave from Jan regarding the DDPA, etc. I thank the professor for again reminding us that showing that we do, that we legislate against racism is not the win that we necessarily think it might be, because you cannot legislate attitude. As she so eloquently showed, that while South Africa has very strong legislation, it is often the attitude of people that perpetuate things. And this is one of the reasons why South Africa and most of the states in the room keeps repeating one call to this working group as well as to the Human Rights Council. And that is for a strong awareness campaigns regarding the instruments and the mechanisms that this body has, the reports that they write and they produce, that these needs to go out. And as Mr. Loon has mentioned, you cannot make a mechanism effective if nobody knows about it, or if a certain problem with one specific small space of that of the DDPA prevents you to actually do the rest of it that is people have commonly agreed about. And it is therefore essential that we ensure that we implement all the recommendations regarding the awareness campaigns, because people, the youth especially, who have not lived through this, do not know what we know, and they need to be made aware of racism, the overt racism, and the unconscious racism that you find, and the ingrained racism and in systemic racism. They do not understand these concepts because they didn't overtly live them, as many of us have. Without awareness and publishing the works that we do, publishing the works, as Professor March have said, all the work that people like herself and Mr. Loon does, we will not deal with this if we do not speak to the youth constantly, if our education systems no longer talk about it because they think it's something of the past. So I thank both the speakers for highlighting these issues. And I also thank Professor March for mentioning that there are still cases of colonialism today, and that people's self-determination and the discrimination that people under occupation still face is something we should never forget, until, as one of our former presidents said, none of us are free until all people are free. Thank you, sir.